The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. Hey, I'm Call. Dude, we were just troubleshooting the most annoying issues.
That could be, that should be a rant. Just like technology not working, technology failing for no reason.
So annoying.
Yeah,
it is. I'm just annoyed. Anyway.
I know. Well, and also when you're hormonal, you don't have the bandwidth. And I am not hormonal, but I am fatigued because we're not sleeping in this house.
Yeah. Okay. I saw your stories last night. Are the kids okay, dude? Like, holy cow.
They're at the doctor right now.
You guys have gotten bamboozled.
It's crazy. They're at, we took, John and I took a negative COVID test last week, but at home. Then we, two people that we were with last weekend tested positive for COVID. And I initially was like, shit, did I bring it to the party? We tested negative again at home, which I know the at-home tests aren't super reliable, but it feels like for both of us to be testing negative. I test negative twice. I don't know. So I'm like, hopefully it wasn't me. But we're going to get PCR tests. I'm getting tested today. The kids are at the doctor right now. The kids aren't going on. It is a very weird bug. I don't know what they have. But starting last Sunday, Mac started getting a fever. And he had a fever every single day around between 100 and 101. I think he got up to like 101.5, but he had it for 4 days straight. And the internet's like, if it's more than 4 days, take them in.
Yeah.
But then, and so then it went away, but now he has this cough. He's coughing. I don't know how he's sleeping. Like, I don't even think he's sleeping. He's coughing all night and it's just a dry cough. It's not productive. And he has no appetite because like, we'll just be sitting there and then all of a sudden randomly he'll cry out in pain, like his stomach hurts. And same thing's happening with Revy. So she had a fever starting Sunday night. Mac was afternoon. Also, last week, Rev had pink eye. And then this last weekend, Mac had one pink eye. It was like, there was no discharge, but we have drops. So I just go in and immediately treat. And so then Rev had fever Sunday night through Monday. Her fever got up to like 102. And then she was good Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, except for last night, she woke up in the middle of the night and she was just not like, she comes into our room and goes to the bathroom and it was like midnight, but she was acting weird. It's strange that I was able to pick that up because it was like, she comes in and she says, I have to go to the bathroom. I don't even get out of bed. She goes to the bathroom. I turn the light on for her and then she leaves, but she was acting real teary and emotional. Mm-hmm. So I followed her back to her bed. I said, are you okay? And I felt her and she had 102 fever again. And she's like burning up. She's sweating. And then she starts coughing nonstop. She'll be laying there randomly scream out, like not scream, but like, ah, my stomach hurts. So they're like getting crampy stomach or something. And we all are just like coughing nonstop. So I was up with her from midnight until like 2:30 or 3. Then I finally gave her a melatonin. We did like breathing treatments. And then she was up again at 5, coughing and her stomach was hurting. And it's just like, yeah. So at this point, this is what I told John was happening. If you guys, I think I talked about it over on Patreon, but there was a time in March where John was out of town and I was up coughing all night. I was getting no sleep. And then John was gone. So I was having to mom all day. And when you have no sleep, you have a very short fuse, which you're also experiencing right now. And the reason we're talking about me at the moment is because we recorded yesterday. This feels very selfish because on Tuesday, it's like,
well,
they don't know yet the story
about
me.
Yeah. So we recorded over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where we drop Friday episodes. Ash and I had not caught up since the birth. And so we did a total catch up, full story of Eleanor arriving and the whole labor and delivery, and all of that's over on Patreon. And I also think maybe in like, we only drop on Tuesdays here, but maybe in like a week or so, we'll drop it on here too, just so that it's in like the Tuesday feed, or I don't know. We'll drop it here, but Patreon gets a lot of things first, and just timing wise, this is how it landed, how the cookie crumbled.
Well, and we did that before. I think Ben's birth story was also on Patreon.
No, it was here.
So then Mac's birth story must have been on Patreon. One of them, I know. One of our babies' birth story was on Patreon, but it was just the way the recording dates fell. Yep. It's not like we do try to save stuff for Patreon because those people, they like us on Tuesdays and then they pay. They're paying us. That's how much they like us. They pay $5 a month to get more of us. And so like we release merch to them. We release things to them first, like the cocktail kits when we had that. And it just worked out. But yeah, we're not trying to hide the birth story from you, but that's why I'm talking about this today. Because if we hadn't talked yet, we would no, it's not.
So
what is going on in my world is completely dumb compared to what's going on in your world.
It's not dumb.
It's just a sickness.
It's a whole house that's sick. And you were saying short fuse.
Right. Yeah. So I have a very short fuse right now because I'm tired. And I just also, my heart is breaking for them because they're not acting like themselves. And also it's really hard to hear your kids just rant. They're fine 1 minute and the next minute crying out in pain and you can't do anything. It's like, I don't know what to do. Right. So they're the doctor. I wrote out very detailed notes for, I couldn't have done it anyway because I have an appointment with a client in a little bit. But I wrote out very detailed notes for John, like, here's the symptoms, here's how we've been treating it, here's the questions I have, because ideally I would be the one that was taking them. But anyway, that's all. That's where we're at right now. It's just like, I went to a physical therapy this morning and she was like, oh, are you doing your stretches? Are you getting yoga? I'm like, literally, I'm treading water. I'm just surviving. That's all we're doing. When you have two little kids that are sick on top of you and John and I are also sick, it's like, you just survive. No, I'm not prioritizing shit, you know? I'm prioritizing my kids and hydration. I'm trying to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. Mm. But that is where I'm at, and it's not life-changing. It's just the season, right? It's fine. Like, we'll get through it. But it is a little scary that it's been not today's day six. So to have, like, 6 days of fever of over 101 is a little weird.
It's also a big bug.
Yeah.
This is something intense.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But you are also
you were about to say Rev. You said also Rev.
Well, she didn't have a fever. I think I was just going to say she hasn't had a fever every single day for 6 days. But that's what's so weird is like it went away. We felt like they were well. We sent them to school yesterday. We picked them up and they were like, yeah, they just weren't acting like themselves. So I know that they're not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And then for her to have the fever again last night, 3 days without a fever, if then fever comes back,
what's just happening? Very bizarre.
So now I'm wondering like if there's an infection or something, you know, ear infection or something. Like maybe it was whatever.
Yeah.
But okay. Yep. So
yeah, I'm good.
The birth story of Ellie.
Birth story of Ellie is over on Patreon. I am just in newborn mode. I mean, it's like you spend 7 to 8 hours a day breastfeeding.
That's actually unbelievable.
Yep. And so you squeeze in little things here and there. And
I never really thought about that. The hours that the baby is on the boob. Because you can't do anything.
Nope.
When you're nursing.
Yep. So, yeah, it's like nursing, like diapers, right? Like cuddles, getting her somewhere, doing like one or two things a day, you know? And then when Ben comes home from school, just trying to make him feel seen and important. And then we start the nighttime party. And Ellie likes to party at night. She's mine.
What time does her party? What time is she excited to get going?
Oh, she likes to rage from like 11:30 to 3.
That's like college. She's like college age raging.
Yeah. So I'm actually, things are great. I'm partying every night.
Yeah.
Me and Elle, man.
Have you had a drink yet since she's?
It hasn't actually sounded all that great.
Yeah.
Just being so out of it.
Yeah.
But once I'm sure, like, I'm excited about the idea of it, but I'm just like not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
totally.
You know, mm-hmm. But I have been really happy not having to test my diet. Like, diabetes is gone, the placenta is gone. I haven't had to, like, you know, test, and it feels very nice not to be 40 weeks pregnant anymore. And there's a whole, like, it's just, yeah. So we're in the thick of it.
Right, you can, like, bend over now. Even though you still have weight in your middle, it's not a basketball anymore. It's softer tissues. Yeah. You can, like, well, actually, I don't know. Can you bend? With a C-section, you can't. Like, John had to put my underwear on and stuff.
I can bend. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, like, if I shouldn't be doing certain things. Like,
yeah.
Like squats or lifting heavy things, or, like, because your pelvic floor is very much trying to heal. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine it's much easier than a C-section, because C-section's full. I would imagine the recovery right now, where I'm at right now physically, is much, much, much easier. C-section has a full blown, that's a whole nother post-op. That's post-op.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's a
major surgery. Ordeal.
It's pretty wild that it's a major surgery and they do it with you awake.
Yeah. And then you don't get to just lay around for, you know, six to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, okay, good luck. Godspeed.
Yeah. You know, that should be the rave, because I'm coming into this week. I'm hot. You have, like, the biggest rave of your life. And I'm like, fuck, I guess my rave's also just going to be Ellie arriving safely into the world and you delivering safely, because I don't have a rave this week. But the rave could be a supportive spouse, because whether you have C-section or vaginal delivery, there are moms that don't have support. Like, even if they're married, that the husband doesn't do anything. And I don't know how I could have survived that season, right? Like, how you would figure it out. We'd figure it out. But, like, imagine if you didn't have Chris and you just had to do everything.
I cannot.
Thank God for supportive spouses who are – I saw when you posted a story of Ellie – it was like 3:47 a.m.
Yeah.
And Ellie was on Chris. That was a beautiful – that's a frameable picture. I like that you put the black and white over it, because it just made it very sentimental and sort of intimate. It was a very intimate photo. But it was like 3:47 a.m. Chris is up with you, you know, helping with Ellie and stuff.
Yep.
And I just, you know, shout out to the supportive spouses.
To the teams out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're good. We got a good team situation. And our team involves, like – my mother-in-law has been amazing. My mom has been amazing. Like, they've been here. It's been and I'll talk about this in a minute. I'll talk about this later. It's one of my faves, but it's about community. And my doula is one of my faves, so I'm going to shout her out.
Yeah.
Guys, before we get into the meat and potatoes of today, though, one last plug for our merch, which actually won't be the last plug. I promise you it will not be.
We haven't even gotten an update on sales, but hopefully things aren't sold out and they're still available.
SipSquadPod.com/shop. I'm wearing the Summer Nights and Women's Rights shirt. It's so good.
It's a freaking home run, that shirt.
Yes.
It is so good. I think I did tell you that when I was walking around in that shirt in lacrosse, probably three or four people stopped me. Yeah.
I love it so much.
Or didn't always, like, some people would stop, but mostly it was like just passing by me on the sidewalk. People had to comment on it. It's so good.
Wow. Wow, wow, yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes. So go stock up, go get yours. It says summer. The one that she's wearing is Summer Nights and Women's Rights, but that's got a long window. You can wear that through September, you know?
Oh yeah.
So oh, it's yeah. like, you got some time.
You got time.
It's so cute. I love it. I saw, like, a couple years ago, I feel like I was seeing these people wearing makeup and, like, raving about this company. And it always seemed to be Thrive Cosmetics. And then when they reached out to us, they're like, hey, do you want to partner? We're like, yes, we are in. We love Thrive Cosmetics. And now we are absolute converts, the ones that brag about it, just like all those influencers I was seeing a couple years ago. It is high performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. They don't use parabens, sulfates, phthalates. It's 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And Cause is in the name for a reason, because every purchase supports organizations that help women thrive. I have been dying over their top two products that I pretty much wear every single day is their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I've got those on my eyes, that on my lower lashes right now. It is their best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 5-star reviews. But what I love is it's ultra lengthening, it's eye opening, lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking, and it comes off in tubes, so you're not going to get that fallout. The other thing that I wear every single day is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. I love the shade Muna, but just adds, that's kind of like a smoky brownish, and it just adds a little dimension and depth. So I put that right on my eye line. And the other thing that I've been loving lately, as I'm getting older and I've got some fine lines under my eyes, it's really important to have nourished, hydrated under eyes. So I have been using their Define Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. It instantly lifts, tightens, and brightens around your eyes with line-smoothing hydration. It softens, soothes, and deeply moisturizes your skin while instantly reducing dark circles and puffiness. I can't say enough about this brand. If you are wondering, as you see people talking about it, do they really like it? Yes. The answer is yes. And again, they've got a bigger than beauty promise, which is for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive, like women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. Now is a great time for you to try Thrive Cosmetics. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/sip. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/sip for 15% off your first order. All right. So I mentioned I don't have a lot of raves this week, but I do have a lot of faves.
Nice.
Because it's been a few weeks since we've done faves, I feel like. So I've got several things to sip, basically.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, are you sipping anything right now? I would imagine I'm sipping you're sick, probably not.
Matcha.
So am I.
Oh my gosh.
Twinning.
Yeah, I'm sipping a little matcha latte. That's it. Iced?
Nice.
Are yours iced?
Hot. We're having a this makes sense because it's a billion degree. You're on the surface of the sun. And in Oregon right now, we're having, what did they call it? An atmospheric river this weekend. Nonstop rain. A lot of rain. I don't know what an atmospheric river is. I just saw it on the Portland Twitter service or whatever. So if that feels very dramatic, it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like, if you were here visiting, you'd just be like, oh, this is a shitty weekend to be here. It's really rainy.
Oh,
that's basically what's happening.
We could use rain here, I feel like. But
we could use sun.
Really order things in. Yeah, we just get sun. It is triple digits, but like not 100 degrees, like 111, 108, 109 for the foreseeable future. It will be this way through the next 3 months.
Yuck.
It's disgusting. Okay, faves. So we went to La Crosse and did a family reunion, and they did it potluck style. And one of John's cousins made the best. You might like this, Colleen, because you, not in your newborn life days, but you take pleasure in like making delicious food.
Yes.
I would order this and I would pay bricks of gold for this salad. So if anyone likes to make things, this is going to be for you. He said it's not that hard, but it's almost like Barefoot Contessa, right? Where he's like, it's not that hard. You just have to churn your own butter.
Just have to go out to the farm.
So it does not look like an easy thing to me, but it was so good. I want to try it. Okay. I'm going to try making it, but it is from Rainbow Plant Life. Him and his boyfriend are both vegan, and he brought the roasted carrots and dates with pistachio pesto salad. I'm going to share my screen so that you can see this.
What the hell?
Look at this picture. Okay. It was divine. It was so like the flick. Look
at this.
It's
beautiful. It's an array of colors. So it's got carrots,
cilantro, pistachios. I didn't know you could get chopped dates. Great. Chopped dates, pepitas. Oh my gosh, just look at this. The flavor is out of this world. So yeah, carrots, red onions. I'll just have Kara upload a link to our Instagram stories so that you guys can go check this out. But the website is Rainbow Plant Life, and you just Google roasted carrots and date salad. But it's got carrots, red onion, olive oil, salt, pepper, pitted dates, and then parsley, which I wouldn't use parsley. I'd probably use cilantro in this, or basil would be good. Okay, so that's for the carrots and the dates. Then there is a pistachio pesto. So he made this, right? Pistachios, parsley leaves, actually, he probably made it as it is. And I don't usually like parsley, but this was freaky. I had, if it wouldn't have been uncouth, I would have eaten the entire plate, the entire freaking plate. But there was like 20 people there, so I had to save some. Garlic, lemon, salt, pepper, olive oil, and then some water. And then there's a seed sprinkle, which has olive oil, pepitas, red pepper flakes, cumin, paprika, and cayenne pepper. All those flavors just sound amazing. And I can verify. Does
wow.
that
don't? It looks incredible. In fact, I want to make it when you're here.
I was just thinking that. That's yeah. one of those, like, we should make this with also cacio e pepe.
I was going to say, so Chris and I booked time at the cabin for, we just blocked, because it's already, things are full in June, July, and August, but we Amazing. Booked time in the spring for August, for July and August, and thinking we could cancel if we want to, but at least we have the spaces booked. Well, yeah. we booked a couple days while you're here, and I was thinking, would it be fun for you and Rev to come and like all of yes. us be there, and then we could make like cacio e pepe, make this hot tub,
oh my
wine,
gosh.
Like,
yes.
would be that amazing. Be fun?
Yes. Okay. And I think,
and I was just, Revy I and, was seeing a world of fun and yeah. food.
And I think Revy and Ben would also, like, he's a little older. He's at that stage when they first met, they played, but there was yeah. some territorial things with that.
He just took things.
Stage.
He didn't know
yeah,
how
which
to
is
share.
Totally yeah. fine. But I feel like Rev did the same thing, and he's going to start growing out of that, and it'll be yeah. like perfect. He also might like Rev now that he's got a little sister.
He hangs out with the girls.
That doesn't interact
at
with him at all. What?
He hangs out with the girls at school.
Oh, yeah.
The girls give him hugs goodbye and stuff. Because well, he's a tender guy.
He's a little sweetie.
He's a tender
yeah.
guy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that I think that would be amazing. So that's coming in August. Okay, guys, okay. stay tuned. All right. So that's the best thing that I ate in the last 2 weeks. The best thing that I read was I just finished this book. There is the author is Melinda Lee, and it is the Bree Taggart series. It's a murder mystery, and it also is in the romance category, but there was no romance in it yet. But it's an 8-book series. 5 of them are out, and it's all on Kindle Unlimited, which means if you are a member of Kindle Unlimited, they're free to read. I did have a little bit of trouble reading at night because it spooked me a little, Ooh. You know?
So title
it's
kind again?
Of like a daytime read. Melinda Lee is the author, and it's so the first book is Cross Her Heart. That's the one that I finished, but it's the Bree Taggart series.
Okay.
So she has 5 out so far. There's another one coming. Book 6 is in like September. Book 7 is January next year. And then book 8 is like 2024 or something like that. But it's very well done. It's very smart writing, I feel like.
Ooh.
But it's also, it's like weird. It's like simple and smart. So it's an easy read. Pick it up quickly. Good character development. I'm very invested in this family now. But yeah. I also like these mysteries that kind of keep you guessing.
Yeah.
You know? The series that I read before that was, I would give it there was 4 books in the series, and it was the first one was called like Hate, then Liar. And it was about it really reminded me of the Ravenhood series, but yeah. It got sort of into erotica.
Oh,
it was kind of insane. Some of the sex scenes that were in there.
Yeah.
And I can't recommend it. So it doesn't really matter. I think it's the dumbest writing and shittiest book, but I read all 4 because I felt like I had to know what happened.
Yeah.
But I can't recommend it. Right. So, okay. With being sick, I've been able to finally sit and watch some TV.
Yes.
So I am 100% caught up on the Kardashians, with the exception of the episode that just aired this week. And I gotta say,
you love it?
That is good TV.
Yeah.
It is. I cried every single episode from Kim. Like,
really?
She is a powerhouse. Yeah. So it starts out, like, the series sort of starts out, or this season starts out with her SNL thing. And there was several episodes around that. And, I cried about Travis and Courtney. People are like, oh, they gross me out, PDA. I'm like, they're so in love.
Wait, didn't they kind of gross you out on Patreon? You're like, or were you shipping them the whole time?
No, I don't know if they grossed me out. I just, maybe they did. I don't remember them grossing me out. I just felt like it was so... Oh. Pushy.
Yeah. And also that, like, she was sort of changing herself to be like him. It wasn't,
yes,
grossing you out. It was like, wait, she's totally now like just how do you like your
she's
eggs?
Like edgy Bridget and rocker Jones. And like yeah. wears black and gothic and
that's right.
That doesn't yeah.
But watching them on this, you're like, oh, I love them.
Well, they're so in love. They're obsessed with each other. And while if I was in the same room with them, I don't think I'd enjoy it because they do suck face a lot. But as a viewer on the TV, I just am like, I'm glad they're happy. I love that for them, right? It's because it sort of seems like on the red carpet, like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, it just feels a little showy.
Yes.
Like, do you really need to be drinking each other's blood and whatever? Like, I don't know. But if... on the show, I feel like it's like very authentic. They're obsessed with each other and it's kind of adorable. Kim, it is in her story is just incredible. And I think she's a really good person. I've also bagged on them about like the plastic surgery and stuff recently, but she does really good work and she's a really good human. She works really freaking hard. I'm obsessed with her and Pete. He's not on the show, but she talks about him and then now I'm like so interested in all the pictures. She looks so freaking happy, just like
so
you said.
So happy. There's a lightness in her heart, it yes. seems like, when they're together.
Yes. This week's episode was the first airing of the new Tristan scandal that came out. And I didn't realize this at the time, but Chloe and Tristan, she had built this house and they lived together. He moved into her house in Calabasas and they were like the three of them. Chloe, Tristan, and True were like
wow.
a family unit.
Whoa. I did not realize that either.
Yeah. They didn't really share that until like the series, I feel like. We didn't know.
He just keeps breaking her heart and it'll never yeah. stop until never. She doesn't give her heart to him anymore.
Yeah. But he's very much featured in it and she talks about him a lot in the interviews about how hard he's tried, about how great they are and how much they love each other and he's her best friend. And my heart breaks.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
So all of that. I love the show. I also finally watched Bridgerton. I watched season
I'm
one
like
and season two.
I'm like halfway through season two right now.
I think season one's better than season two. But I also remember that you said Bridgerton is kind of like a porn. And I don't think I got that from it. There are some sex scenes.
The first season, I just remember like one or two episodes where I was like, damn.
Yeah.
There's
when they
some
get married,
steamy.
It's a lot of.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But it was only like in a couple episodes. And in season two, there's none of that. There's not a single sex scene in season two.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Bummer.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
you know what I mean?
You yeah, like, right. Like it gives you a little, your heart starts racing a little when
come
you see
on.
It.
Well, it's romance.
Yeah. I want some romance. But I thought that was great TV.
Yeah.
It's just easy. Throw
easy.
It on.
Totally. Yeah. That's what we've been watching at night. Sometimes during Ellie's parties is just like some Bridgerton, like light. Cause if she, you know, you can like, oh, got to walk her down the hallway and do the bounce and not have to press pause.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
You don't have to be super invested. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the best thing. Those are the best things that I watch. And then as far as drinks, I've got three that I want to share with you. This one is great for us and our glucose pursuit. So bone broth is... hopefully you guys have heard bone broth is very, very good for you. It doesn't always taste good. And I don't think it's always convenient, but this is one of my little favorite travel hacks. Like if you go on a road trip or you're going to a hotel or whatever, there's this company, it's called Bone Broth Instant Beverage Mix, the sipping snack. And it comes in these stick packs. Each pack has 10 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, 50 calories, 1 gram of fiber, and all you need is hot water. So this is a great thing. They probably have a bunch of other flavors, but I also think this one tastes good in comparison to some of the other bone broths that I've had. I don't know if it has all of the same properties, but it's a nice little line your gut cozy experience.
Totally.
That isn't going to spike your blood sugar. So that's one drink. Another drink, I saw this guy talking on TikTok about what happens when we eat to your blood sugar. And this was way before glucose got us, before you got diagnosed, any of that. And he had some really interesting graphs. And he said, so what I do is I take some of this fiber mix before I'm going to go eat and it will slow the, you know, spike or whatever. Having gone through metabolism makeover, I'm like, I'm in. I didn't realize it was a network marketing company at the time. But I bought it. I think it's probably similar to Metamucil. I don't know. But it's called Unicity or Unicity Balance. And the packet, it tastes like an orange Julius creamsicle, but it has 4 grams of fiber, and then it has a bunch of vitamins and things in it. And you are supposed to mix it with water, and then you just drink it a few minutes before you have your meal. And so this has been really helpful because the glucose goddess says, you know, have veggies first, yeah, try to line your gut starter. And have vinegar and stuff. But that's not always something that I want to do or be aware of. And so this has been a nice little hack that like, yeah, if I want to have, I had pancakes for breakfast yesterday. So before that I had one of these to get some fiber and lining in my gut, you know? I can send you some call because I got set up on auto ship. So I still have all of these plus a whole nother box. So I can send it and see if you like it. Yeah. And then if you like it, you can order some.
Nice.
But I like it for the purposes of knowing what it's doing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And then lastly, it's trending all over TikTok. It's a drink called the internal shower. And some doctor apparently did it on podcast, but things go viral on TikTok like crazy.
Yeah.
The idea is to, I guess, cleanse your insides. I don't know. You just take 6 to 8 ounces of water. You squeeze a half of lemon or a whole lemon in there and 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. Let that sit. And then you drink it. And I have done that, but I use the morning routine. I think I've talked about this on here. So the morning routine has lemon, apple cider vinegar, sea salt, and electrolytes. And you just mix that together. So I've been doing one packet of this. It has zero sugar. And you do one little packet of this with the chia seeds. I suck that down like first thing in the morning. And it keeps you like really full, I noticed.
Yeah.
This also tastes good. So guys could just Google internal shower and you could learn about like benefits of that. But I like that it's giving me a bunch of fiber. It's kind of a fun little morning routine drink. I swear, I love drinking wine, but I'm one of those people, I judge a book by its cover, right? I'm like, I try to buy a bottle based on the way it looks, but I never really know if it's going to be good or not. Here is what I love about First Leaf. They do the hard work for you. They make it simple to discover new wines that you'll love without the hit or miss fear involved. First Leaf samples over 10,000 wines a year from around the world and selects only the finest bottles. And then they take the time to learn what you like and what you don't. And then they'll send you world-class wines tailored to your taste. So you go online, you'll fill out a little quiz. Do you like red, white, rosé? And it'll offer you, okay, based on your profile, here's what we think you like. And then you can swap it out if you want to or not. I did that on their last few that they sent. I try to get European wines. So I swapped out a couple of, you know, Napa Valley ones for some European ones. And then the wine shows up. And once I dive in, if you're not happy with a wine that you receive, First Leaf will credit you for another. It doesn't get simpler than that. Sign up today and you'll get your first 6 bottles for $29.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That's tryfirstleaf.com/sip to get your first 6 bottles for $29.95 plus free shipping. tryfirstleaf.com/sip.
Okay, so I have just a couple of flash faves because I've been underwater. At some point, I'm going to do a faves dedicated to the nursery finds I found for Ellie. Like some, it turned out I could not be happier with how her like room and nursery turned out. And there were some really cute things I found on Etsy. Like a little nightlight that I makes me so happy at nighttime having on because it's just like a really pretty light for the room and it has her name on it with like stars and stuff. And then we did a star wall, like we painted a wall and then did, it was very, very easy, but it looks like almost wallpaper, but it's just star decals in gold that we like did a whole design of with her name in the middle of the wall. And it looks cool, especially in person. So I'll do
You got to do a nursery reveal.
I'll do some stuff around that. I want to give a huge shout out, but also just, I cannot recommend this enough as a faves. This time around with Ellie, I don't want to say purchased, that sounds weird, but we signed up for the help of a doula. And for those of you who don't know what a doula is, doulas can help you as you're giving birth to like advocate for you, to like know your birth plan, to support you. They come to the hospital with you. I have a very good friend who used the same doula that I did. And this, my doula, Alicia, was with her at the hospital, like helping her through her birth. Mm-hmm. As I was giving birth to Ellie, and you guys, the, like I said, the whole story on Patreon, which we'll share here at some point too, is like, I wish I would have had her there. Like that, like, I wish I would have thought, there was no world in which I thought an epidural would not be possible. And I wish I would have put some thought into like planning for the unexpected, or like having a backup plan, or like mindset around changes when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But I really wish she was there. But they also help in postpartum. So there's like an array of services, depends on the company. But what I signed up for is the first night home, which Alicia came to my house and helped me. That was like, it was night two of Ellie being alive, and it was like cluster feeding craziness, and just that's all happening. Cluster feeding, middle of the night, up all night, fresh from the hospital, trying to just settle in. It's like a lot. Yeah. And she was so amazing. Like, her demeanor is just, it's comfortable to just not say anything. Like, if I'm breastfeeding, and it's totally comfortable to like talk, like there's no pressure to just, I can be, show up as I need to be, and not feel like any certain way about it. But they're also really knowledgeable about not only labor and delivery, but newborns. And so she'll share with me like little tiny things, or little tiny tricks, or little tiny hacks, or like little things that help make my life easier. Like, she shared a diaper tip the other day, which, if you're having, if any of you have babies that are in the blowout stage, like where they're just like working poops a lot, to fold the back of the diaper under a little bit, so that when it comes, when the poop comes up, it doesn't just go up their back, it like comes back down. Just like little things like that. Then she's full of knowledge. And then, so we did the first night home, and then she also spends one night with us a week for 6 weeks. And the last time she was here, it was like, we had had just like a really, we were feeling the impact of like parenting too, where it was like, Ben was home from school, it was just the four of us, Ellie was losing it, Ben was having some moments, you know, and Alicia got here at like right as Ben was going down, or afterwards. I was zonked on the couch, because it was like that moment after the, you know, one of the kids goes down where you're just like zonk. She brought me up like dessert. She did food prep for me. She did all of our laundry. Her goal when she's here is to help me get sleep. And so it was like, I would feed Ellie, and then she would take Ellie and like help her go down or stay up with her during the party. But like, it has been amazing. And I think the pricing is like very, very fair and worth every freaking penny for like mental well-being.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable sharing that?
Yeah. So I asked her if I could share. So she's with Hello Baby PDX. They do have an Instagram. My doula, who I cannot recommend highly enough, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, last name E-D-E-L-I-N-E. And their Instagram, let me check. Yeah, hello.baby.pdx. And she's absolutely incredible. I think it also, when I have my interactions with her, I'm like, man, that would have been amazing to have like the first time around too, like as a new mom, like learning a bunch of stuff. Okay. The other shout out is your breastfeeding coach, who's now my breastfeeding coach, Trish. She's absolutely incredible. We are going to have her on the pod to share her wisdom with everyone. Her Instagram is Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A dot Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N 81. She has lots of helpful resources on her Instagram. But Ben and I did not have any issues breastfeeding. Ellie and I, it's been a little bit of a tougher go with like a shallow latch and like a couple other things going on. Having her available as support, as knowledge, as helping troubleshoot. We talked about this over on Patreon, but just like night and day easier than like packing up and like going somewhere and like being live in someone's office. Like it feels like at home care, even though it's virtual. And she's like so communicative, like great check-ins. Like it's really been amazing. So highly recommend checking her and her services out. She recommended a product that you can get on Amazon, and this is only relevant if you're breastfeeding, but or if you're expecting a baby, because I would definitely recommend getting ahead of any like sore nipple issues, because once they get to the point that they're out with me, it's like a lot more effort to turn it around because they're still on your boob, right, all the time?
Right.
But it's a product called the Silverettes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of them?
I tried them with Mac, and they have a ton of amazing reviews on Amazon. And I follow this one influencer, Lou Malloy, who she's like, this is my absolute saving grace. I felt like I didn't love them, but everybody else raves about them.
Yeah, they definitely like they're not like a silver bullet. You know, it's not like it's going to cure everything that ails your boobs, but they I was in a lot of pain, and now I'm in a lot less. I mean, I'm in a lot less pain.
So it's making a huge difference.
It's making a huge difference, even though things aren't pain free yet. I think I'm still healing. And I also still think we're figuring out some modifications, like, you know,
latch and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're just basically these little tiny silver cups that you put on your nipples after breastfeeding. And there's something about the silver that has like healing properties for like preventing issues and then helping soothe issues if they happen. And they're just really little and easy to use, like easy to clean. You don't have to clean them every time because they're silver and they're like anti- funk, like there's all kinds of things that they're whatever. Like if you go on Amazon and read the description, it's nuts. But I was pretty desperate to find something that could help, and this has helped. So I linked them on our Amazon, and also I linked that book that Ashley talked about on our Instagram. You can sip with us. There's a link
the Brie Taggart one.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. SipSquadPod.com/shop. You can get to our Amazon faves or through the link in our Instagram bio as well. Okay, so I'm watching Bridgerton season 2. I had that on my list. And then also The Staircase on HBO. Did I already talk about this?
You did, but I don't know if it was here or Patreon. Can't keep it straight. But you had only seen like one episode.
Yeah, I'm like. Done with it now and highly recommend.
Okay.
Highly, highly, highly recommend.
Okay.
It's very, very good.
Maybe John and I will get it. John loves murder mysteries.
Yeah.
He loves them. Like that would be probably his favorite way to, like, he likes to call it Murder Mystery Friday. He'll be like, it's Murder Mystery Friday, and he'll try to find one, but I don't love them as much. So he'll turn on like the first 48. Have you seen that? It's real life murders, and they follow cops in like Tennessee or Chicago or Atlanta, and it's murders. And if you don't solve the case in the first 48 hours, like, chances of solving it go down exponentially, whatever. So it like tracks through all of these things, but I don't love it, and he's obsessed. So The Staircase is one that the old one we watched together, and I did like that.
Yeah, because so more like a true crime. It's less like scary. This isn't going to keep you up at night at all.
Yeah,
it's not, but it is like a real thing that happened and a real whodunit thing, and
it's still kind of unsolved, right? Or like someone was found guilty, but
there's a lot of. I think it's a great example of like criminal justice system too, right? So it kind of gets into that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's questionable if it's solved or not.
Okay.
Depends on who you ask.
Right. Like the courts have solved it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Right. Like there was some outcome, but there's also discrepancy over if that outcome, if people
believe
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't remember. I mean, it was a couple of years that The Last Staircase was out, I feel like. But.
Yeah. And this one features, I did talk about it, but Toni Collette and Colin Firth. So it's very well done. Right. Okay. HBO, like high quality situation. Favorite thing I saw, this is very postpartum hormone situation. But my sister-in-law was over, and she talked to me about this commercial that I guess Frida Baby did. that didn't make it to the Super Bowl or got banned from TV or something. Did you see it or have you heard of it? Mm-mm. I hadn't either, and I watched it. Google, watch it live really quick. It's like a minute. And it's so, it just shows a woman getting out of bed after giving birth. That's okay. The commercial.
I did Frida Baby Super Bowl ad. What do I type?
Do you
commercial see band? Okay, let me see if I can find it. Okay, yes.
Okay, and it is hold like on. The most real commercial I feel like I've ever seen.
Oh, and it, oh, I thought you were going to say, and this is like, oh, but it's too graphic. Okay, so it's making me watch an ad first.
Okay,
I've got 5 seconds left of 4, 3, 2. Okay, now I won't be able to hear you. Okay,
yeah, it's fine.
Is it going to show me this? F you. Okay, that's not even the ad. Oh, here. Oh. The ad you're about to watch was rejected by ABC and the Oscars from airing during the year this year's award show. It's not violent, political, or sexual in nature.
Yeah.
Our ad is not religious or lewd and does not portray guns or ammunition. Feminine hygiene or hemorrhoid relief are also banned. It's just a new mom home with her baby and her new baby for the first time.
Yep.
Yet it was rejected. Okay.
Yep.
This is a lot of lead up. Oh my God. Come on. Just play the freaking ad. There's a lot of here we go. Now I'm getting in. There's baby crying. Oh. You see the tummy, this.
It's so simple, but it's like the most real commercial I feel like I've ever seen.
Oh. She got the big diaper on. She's walking slow. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh.
Like I watched this and I'm like, this is my life right now. And like,
yep,
people don't talk a lot about what women go through. Like, and you know, people think, oh, they should go back to work or have fun on your vacation with maternity. Mm-hmm. I feel like every male manager or every male who doesn't have kids, like anyone who has not, like, I just feel like things like that will help bridge the understanding of like why paid leave is important, why dad's being at home is important, like to help support. It takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, and you see this commercial and I was like, oh my God, it's so like just real and short, but like people don't know, you're not just binging Bridgerton. Like that is like, you know, but no one knows unless you are going through it or like live with someone going through it, you know? Yeah. Unless you're John helping you put on your underwear. Like you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And then when you do understand and you see some of these, and I'm not speaking about my, I'm very thankful for the leave that I have, but I just think about how many women don't have freaking paid leave off work. Mm-hmm. And like, that is a monstrosity.
Yeah.
You know, and I just love that commercial so much. And it's so disappointing it was banned. And I just want everyone to see it. We'll share it on our Instagram like stories or something.
You're right. That is it's just very patriarchal.
Yes.
Patriarchal. I feel like that is the reality of every woman who's ever given birth, whether it was a C-section or vaginal.
Yep.
I think she had it looked like vaginal.
Yeah.
That's also what I looked like post C-section.
Yeah.
And for it to just be like, oh, we can't show this level of reality.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah. No, we need it to be everyone's healthy and doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
There's a lot more to it. So definitely check that out. We'll share it on our Instagram. Those are my flash faves.
We've said it once. We will say it a million times. There is nothing like the way Rothy's shoes fit on your feet. They just are so comfortable. Have you ever been walking around and you see someone wearing like a colorful pair of flats and thought, dang, those are cute? Yeah, they were probably Rothy's. Rothy's are the perfect shoes for commuting and traveling. Everybody notices them. I love wearing my Rothy's through the airport, actually. But they're also known for their chic pointed toe flats. And that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic head-turning designs in bright but sophisticated colors. They work great with all outfits, whether you want to dress them up or dress them down with yoga pants or for a night out. They are insanely comfortable and almost like a slipper. In fact, I have some of their slippers and their slippers are bomb too. What I love about them beyond the style and the comfort is that they are washable. So if, you know, you they get a little stank to them, you throw them in the washing machine and they come out good as new. They're also made from recycled materials, which obviously, hello, a company that gives back, we love. So your favorite new shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/sip. That's rothys.com/sip for $20 off your first order.
Ash, I have a rant for you.
Okay.
Okay. So Chris and I, we go out to lunch the other day, like very first time out with Ellie. So this was like 2 days ago.
What the hell? Good job.
All we did was...
I can't believe you got out of the house.
It was a thing. We drove, nice. We like ate outside and went back in the car. I was exhausted. I was like, wow. Yeah. But it did feel good to be a human and like put on actual clothes and a little makeup and stuff. So we go, we get our things. We sit down at the table. I put my elbow on the table, wobble.
Oh.
The table's, the legs under the thing, wobble. And I'm like, okay. So I lift my table up and all the food and water goes chook. A little wobble back. And then Chris and I both, you know, table's wobbly, you know? So then one of us is like, I'll put my foot on one of the legs of the thing. I'll just hold it here.
Yeah.
Let me put my foot on here. So we're talking. And then Chris leans back in his chair, foot comes off, wobble. Cause you forget, you know, your powers that you're the anchor, right?
Yeah. You forget you're a prisoner.
And then it's like, oh, should we try to wedge something under? You know, should we try and do this? Or should we try and like, switch tables, and the whole meal never gets solved. This is a problem that happens again and again. You'll never fix the wobble table. You just won't, but it will like be something, a fly. It'll be a fly that keeps landing on your shoulder your entire meal experience.
You can't ignore the wobble.
No.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's exactly a fly you're continuing to try to swat away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like eat quickly.
You know, a waiter comes by, you're like, excuse me, sir, you're going to want to blow my head off.
You're going to wish I was never born.
But there's a wobble.
But there's a wobble.
On our table. Mm-hmm. All right. You have several rants. And although, let's skip raves because the rave is Ellie.
Right.
The rave is Ellie. Duh. Yeah, all right. Clearly. So you.
Okay. All right. So because it's been a few weeks, I got a couple. My most recent one was last night. Kids are sick, you know.
Yeah.
A humidifier. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is to clean a humidifier?
Like the humidifier,
they're disgusting. And so you have to clean them because you don't want to be spewing mold into the air. Like it's so unpredictable. Like, because you can't see it, right? It's like, I don't know. Is this safe to be? Am I poisoning my child? I don't know. So I'm cleaning both humidifiers and I'm like, it's a vinegar situation. And Revy's is going. And then she's got a thing that comes on that says either clean or. If it doesn't say clean, then it's like good. But now it has clean. So it's a full humidifier. I've got to like pour, and they have to use distilled water or whatever, right? And we have highly mineralized water here. So that's a pain because if you don't use distilled water, you get all this mineral buildup on it. And it just feels like, yes, this is a must. And what in the hell? Why is this so hard? And I'll Google, like I tried to find self-cleaning humidifier. Like how can I get away with not having this be so hard? And my stepsister, Nicole, messaged and she's like, oh yeah, those are amazing. I used to just buy a new one every year. And I'm like, oh, that's smart. I'll buy a new one. But what I want to do is buy a new one every fucking week.
Yes, yeah, so
because
terrible.
I don't want to have to clean this big ass tank with vinegar and then not sure if I've actually got in every single nook and cranny because there's a lot of nook and crannies in those things.
Yep.
I finally got top loaders so you don't have to take the whole tub over to the thing, but it still is a pain. I'm standing in front of like our fridge water because that's the most filtered that we have. So I'm standing in there, I'm filling up a jug and it's just like it's a whole thing.
Whole thing.
Humidifiers.
Major ordeal.
Bane of my existence. Yes. And also can't live without them.
Can't live without them.
Chapped lips.
Mm.
Chapped lips are also like a fly buzzing around.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you just can't ignore them, right? Every time, so you put chapstick on them, but then you just feel the flakes. It's like a bumpy lip. And you're like, oh God, I want to pick it off. But then sometimes you pick a little too much or it just prolongs. Then like as it grows back in, it's more flaky.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just bugs me. And there's
it's
not a single,
so annoying.
Even that nighttime mask treatment.
Doesn't work. It does, but it doesn't.
It does, but it doesn't.
It's like the silverettes. It's like they do. They're going to help, but they're not going to cure.
Right.
If you got chapped lips,
you're still aware.
You're screwed.
The pain's still there.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And then my last one is the time between when you land, when you fly anywhere, when you land and when you get home or to your desk, to the
hotel.
That time, like you get, okay, you finally land. Yes, we're here. But you still have another hour at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we flew home from Wisconsin, we fly in, we land, right? There's a whole deplaning process. Then walk into baggage claim and waiting around. And Phoenix is the slowest freaking baggage. So you're just waiting, 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 waiting. Then you get your bags. We parked at the airport. So we got to take all of our freaking 2,500 bags, find our car in the garage. The car is hot as balls because it's hot here. We're wandering around because we don't know
You're physically
disgusting.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And then you get in the car. Oh, we made it. But then there's still a 30-minute drive home. And it's like, come on, can we teleport? When is teleporting going to be a thing?
And you get home and it feels good, but then you got to call in the luggage.
Yeah.
You know, you go upstairs, to get ready for bed. You're like, my toothbrush is in my suitcase. You got to like settle back.
Yeah.
No, you're totally right. It's
and
a vortex.
And I was thinking,
it's a torture vortex.
Is it just when you're coming home? But I thought it also sucks. Like, say you're going to Mexico and you fly and you're like, we made it. We're here. It still sucks from the point that you land and you're waiting for them to open the plane door and deplane and get your bags, and then you got to go get your taxi or your shuttle or whatever, and then get to your destination. Then you got to go to the front desk, wait in line, check in. So hopefully they've got your room ready. And then you go up, right? And then it's exploring the room. You get the key. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So that entire couple hours between when you land and when you're settled, window of time
is the worst. Same.
It's the absolute worst.
It's the worst.
No, that's what I got for you.
All right, you guys. You can sip with us always. We love you. Tell a friend, tap a 5-star, leave a review. You can sip with us always. And
us always.
we will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye. Want more? You can sip with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.